This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. The three-day conference will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference tomorrow, where he will take part in the CEO's roundtable. Over 20,000 attendees, including more than 2,500 delegates from over 48 countries, will participate in the conference. The event will highlight initiatives under the Design-Linked Incentive Scheme, the growth of the startup ecosystem, international cooperation and the future roadmap for India's semiconductor sector. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to China, calling it a significant step in strengthening India's diplomatic and strategic presence on the global stage. The Defence Minister said in a social media post that Prime Minister's successful visit to China is a testimony to his diplomatic skills and India's ability to reshape and rebalance geopolitical ground realities. Mr. Singh said PM's visit has strengthened India's connect with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. He said this visit will further firm up India's position among the Committee of Nations. He congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his extremely fruitful visit to China. Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, will arrive on a three-day visit to India this evening. Mr. Wong will hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and hold an interaction with the Indian industry and business. A number of agreements are set to be inked during Mr. Wong's visit, including in the areas of skill development, finance and digital, civil aviation, space collaboration and shipping. Prime Minister Modi and Mr. Wong had agreed to elevate the bilateral ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership in their meeting in Singapore in September last year. The visiting dignitary will also call on President Draupadi Murmu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will also meet Mr. Wong. Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has granted safety clearance to Air India SATS Airport Services Private Limited for the first time. With this, India has become the second country after Malaysia in Asia-Pacific region to implement such a comprehensive framework in alignment with ICAO guidance. The DGCA has said this move reinforces its commitment to strengthening safety management systems and enhancing regulatory oversight in ground handling operations across India. The Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has said Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen and Jal Jeevan Mission are taking the nation towards sustainable sanitation and water security. He was addressing the roundtable conference on Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Patil praised collective achievements and stressed innovation, waste to energy and climate resilient sanitation. He highlighted that every rural household of the country is receiving safe tap water under Jal Jeevan Mission. The minister informed that the open defecation free plus model is not just about numbers, it is about quality of life, health and dignity for rural families. New Delhi will host the Badminton World Championships in August 2026. The announcement was made by the Badminton World Federation today during the closing ceremony of 2025 championships in Paris, confirming the return of the competition to India after 17 years. In the US Open tennis tournament, Novak Djokovic will take on Taylor Fritz in the quarterfinals at the Arthur Ashe Stadium today. Fritz has only dropped two sets so far in the tournament and breezed past his latest opponent, Czechia's Tomáš Macháč, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3 to set up the round of 16 clash against Djokovic. Intermittent rains lashed Delhi and its adjoining areas, disrupted normal life and triggering severe waterlogging and traffic jams. The India Meteorological Department warned of more moderate to heavy downpours in the coming days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.